Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Oh, it was great to be here, Mike.
All right, so let's take a look at what's showing up on your radar this week.
Yeah, let's start in the upstate and something that's on everyone's mind here, obviously. I think it's too early to gauge the economic impact of Hurricane Helene, but the psychological impact is evident. 97% of Greenville County households lost power after the storm. I got to say, though, the way in which the community has rallied to support each other has been truly inspiring, just seeing it here in my neighborhood. It's a big shout out to all the businesses opening their doors for charging stations and Wi-Fi access. I know I've taken advantage of that. And, of course, to the emergency responders for keeping us safe.
I don't think anybody expected this much of an impact.
Right. You know, I've talked to some neighbors that have lived here for about 40 years here in Greenville, and they said they've never seen anything like this. But on some positive news in the upstate, switching gears, Michelin recently celebrated 50 years of manufacturing in South Carolina and 35 years of being headquartered here in Greenville with some eye-popping economic impact figures. The mobility giant has generated more than $266 billion in total economic impact in those 50 years. That's according to a new report from the Darlan Moore School of Business. You know, South Carolina economic development leaders cite the arrival of Michelin as a watershed moment that marked a significant shift away from a manufacturing base once dominated by textiles. Of course, the likes of BMW and Volvo would follow in Michelin's footsteps as South Carolina has become a huge auto manufacturing heavyweight.
And you know, I bet there are probably still a lot of listeners who don't realize that the Greenville location is actually Michelin's North American headquarters, including for R&D.
Yeah, that's right. It's a huge presence.
All right, so where are we off to next?
Yeah, let's move on down to the Lowcountry for another story that's getting big headlines. SC Ports maritime facilities have shut down due to a strike. International Longshoremen's Association union members in Charleston have joined about 45,000 colleagues from Maine to Texas to renegotiate their contract with the United States Maritime Alliance. The ILA is demanding a 77% pay raise over the six-year life of their contract and a total ban on the automation of cranes, gates, and trucks that are used in the loading or unloading of freight at 36 U.S. ports, including Charleston. Now, Mike, those ports handle roughly half of the nation's cargo from ships, and the timing on this is critical as a lengthy shutdown could raise prices on goods and potentially cause shortages as the holiday shopping season approaches. Another big issue down in the Lowcountry is a crucial vote in Charleston County is about a month away that could decide the future of massive infrastructure projects for the next 25 years. Residents will vote on a half-cent sales tax extension that would be used to fund about a dozen projects, chief among them being the long-discussed $2.3 billion Interstate 526 extension. Now, that extension would link the semicircle-like shape of Interstate going through the Charleston Peninsula, Mount Pleasant, North Charleston, and West Ashley. The most popular opinion in support of the tax, obviously, is it will the impact it will have on relieving traffic congestion and increasing road safety. But those in opposition are really worried about the potential environmental impact of extending that roadway through such critical environmental marshlands and lowlands.
And I guess we don't have an indication from any kind of polling on which way this might go yet.
You know, I have not seen any kind of polling, but I can say parties on both sides are very active. There was a grassroots group called Citizens for Safe Roads that had a recent meeting. Many protesters stood outside of the building where that happened. So it's a very volatile issue that will be decided on the November 5th ballot.
All right. Now, I guess we're going to bounce up to the Midlands.
Yeah, let's end it here in the Midlands. SustainSC commissioned a study by the University of South Carolina to survey companies about access to sustainable technologies and whether needs are being met. According to the study, 46% of respondents indicated that their revenue projections over the next decade would be negatively impacted without sufficient access to sustainable technologies. SustainSC said South Carolina risked the loss of a projected $30 billion to $101 billion in total economic activity over the next decade if those needs are not met.
So define for us sustainable technologies.
Solar energy, renewable natural gas, landfill and organic waste innovations, and electric vehicle infrastructure.
Well, Jason, as always, thank you so much for the update.
It's a pleasure, Mike. Stay safe out there.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes multiple business journals across the state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.